How to create a buzz around your business and make it explode. Have you ever watched a movie before anyone else? It's been hotly anticipated for ages and your friends are really excited about seeing it. Can you put a finger on the emotion you feel when they're talking about it? Are you excited for them? Do you feel a higher status because you know something they don't? Do you want to blurt out the best bits just so you can talk about it? That feeling, those three elements wrapped together, is what we want to give our customers when they buy our product or service. We want them to be excited about receiving tons of value that they have to share it with everyone else around them. That's the kind of buzz that snowballs. And Einstein's going to show you how to make it explode. The business buzz. This type of hysteria isn't built from branding or hip images, and it will work for just about any business. You don't have to be selling the latest gadget or trendy clothes to feel the heat, because we aren't trying to push our market for business. We're doing something much cooler. Customers are going to share, recommend, and promote for us. And trust Einstein, this buzz really booms. Find the buzz. Our aim isn't to trigger excitement, it's to elevate it. There are three stages on a customer's journey that we can pinpoint, glorify, and create exposure of excitement around. This is where marketers, entrepreneurs, and businesses level up. 1. Immediately after purchase. Can you remember the last time you bought something online? How did you feel? Even the smallest purchase gives us something to look forward to. This tiny little buzz is naturally occurring trigger and an opportunity that we cannot ignore. Our first tip applies to businesses who sell services, information products, or memberships. Your product service might be amazing and offer huge value for our customers, but they just won't be as excited as they would if they'd ordered a physical product. So what can we do about it? Simple. We give them something for free. The cheapest little item might look like nothing to you, but to a customer, it's another thing to be excited about. It piles anticipation on top of anticipation. Try brand merchandise like t-shirts, mugs, stress balls, and key rings. We've got a ton of ideas over on our premiums blog at einsteinmarketer.com. Check it out when you finish listening to this. It'll make all the difference. Now that little nugget's out of the way, here's something that applies to everyone. When a customer buys from us, we need to thank them via email and then some. An amazing way of doing this is by giving them a password to a secure group of buyers. The excitement levels will be amped up by their acceptance into a secret fraternity they didn't even know existed. And they'll be 10 times more excited about the product when they see all of its awesome uses from fellow buyers. We can also offer them a discount on future purchases in the thank you email if they share their purchase on social media. In order to make this work, insert a one-click link in the email. Don't expect the customer to do any of the work for you. When they've shared it, should trigger another email. That sends them the discount code. 2. When receiving products or services. This is the moment that they've been waiting for. Their excitement is through the roof when their delivery man turns up, or the day of their service. But how can we push it into the stratosphere? By offering extra value. Surprise them. Give them more than what they bargained for. If you're selling physical products, put an extra touch in the package. Insert slip with more discounts, referral codes. Or if you really want to kill it, another small product for free. Imagine ordering something and an extra item arrives with it. How cool would that be? Then you check your email to make sure that there's been no mistake, and boom, there's a message saying, "Thanks for being awesome. We've chucked something extra in there for you." You scroll down the email and there's a share button that says, "I'm awesome. Look at what it got me." The customer's status is elevated through surprise and thanks, and they'll talk about it with their friends. Einstein calls that a buzz explosion. You're welcome. If you're offering a service, event, or information product, you'll want to do the exact same, but you've got an even bigger advantage. You're there in person. That means photos, social shares, live excitement. Capture the moment when they're most excited and ask them to do it for you. And if they didn't join the group at stage one, offer them a chance to do it again. You'll find many more accept at this point. 3. After receiving the promised benefit from your product or service. Problem solved. That's a cool moment, right? Let's go back to the start of this blog when we spoke about the anticipation of watching a movie. Well, now we've seen it, we know all the juicy bits. If you followed our instructions, many of your customers would have joined groups and received extras with their purchases. By this stage, they're engaged with your brand and they love your stuff. Should we just leave them to it? Nah. We can elevate their status further by sharing their revelations. Create contests for your community. Offer them further discounts in exchange for reviews and shares. And shout out to them. Elevate their status. Celebrate their victories. Send them merchandise that isn't on sale. Example, a t-shirt with a slogan promoting their win. You can build a massive hype around your brand just by producing a piece of kit that money can't buy. Think about cycling. The leader always wears the yellow jersey. All the cyclists want it because it has a status of a winner. How can you do the same for your customers? We want them to be so excited about improving their lives with your product or service that they just have to tell others about it. They want their friends to benefit, their families, their loved ones, just about everyone. The afterbuzz. If you can harness these 3 points of excitement in your customer's journey, you will create a brand evangelist and repeat buyer. These guys turn 1 customer into 5 on a regular basis. The digital world is such a competitive place that buyers are often floaters, drifting from one purchase to the next. We don't want that. So, create a buzz, make it explode. Boom. Have you got any good ideas or feedback for the 3 stages? Perhaps you'd like some advice on your business, Einstein doesn't bite, or ask for money. Leave us a comment or send us a message on Facebook and we'll get back to you with some free advice as soon as our social media manager has stopped talking about how good he is at darts. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.